Do you think that's bad, not being able to choose your classes?
But I if I could, I like to have I would like to choose classes, or I would like to choose English classes, but because of the size of this university, I guess I can't.
Well, I think it's not just the problem isn't just so much the style, it's the way of thinking about Japanese education. I think Japanese education, just in general, doesn't see the need to give students a lot of choice.
Yeah,
Just
that's true.
one quick example is that only now are you probably getting used to the idea that you're going to school in your own clothes.
Yes.
From junior high school all the way to high school, for 6 years,
Yeah.
the school told you have to wear a uniform.
Yeah, uniform, I don't like it.
And to me, that tells me everything about, not everything, but it's a good example of the difference between how education sees students and controls its students, and how in Canada, we're told very early on from junior high school that you have a lot of choices. These choices are yours, and the choices that you make are yours to control. But if there's a problem, remember, it was your choice. And I don't think that's the philosophy in Japanese high schools or junior high schools, but what do you think?
In Japanese high school or junior high school, we just give everything, like classes, class schedule and uniform and everything.
You mean
So
get everything?
get
Get
everything,
everything,
get
right.
everything. And teachers or school give to the student everything. So we just sit down and wear and take the class which they, I mean school, give us. And
In high school, did you have any choices about your elective courses? Did you have any elective course?
no,
None.
no,
You had
no,
no elective courses at
no,
all.
at all, at
Nothing.
all, nothing. Yes, just maybe just maybe just I can choose the sports
But that's
in the
not really
PE
school,
class.
right?
Yes, not
How
in the
about
class.
the class's students? As far as I know, if you were in the B group,
B group, yes.
you were always in the B group. And you went through the whole year, and everybody stayed in the same room. And that's another thing. The students stay in the room,
Yes,
and the teachers come in and out.
yes.
It's completely different in Canadian high schools.
So you mean in Canada? Oh, sorry. In Canada, teachers stay in the room
Room.
and teach us.
Students
Student
move.
move? Oh, I see.
And that gives the teacher so much more. The teacher can put posters on the wall. The teacher can have his or own desk with their equipment. If you're the music teacher, well, of course, the music teacher has to, but this music teacher can be different from that music teacher. This English teacher can have a completely different class style. And the teacher feels much closer to their work. And it's better for the students because you know how in my class you don't just sit down and listen to me?
Yeah,
You
yes.
stand up, you
Stand
move
up,
around.
move and move and move and move and move and move and move and
Now,
yes.
I want to talk about that later, but I think that's good because it gives students a chance to get up, move around,
Yes.
and shake your
And
head
they
out.
are very fresh, my.
Completely different person in front of you
Yes.
because you're changing partners.
I
And
love your
it's the same
class.
thing with the rooms. 50 minutes is over. Okay, let's go to the
So
next
yeah, I can
class.
live fresh and
You can and you can spend 5 minutes talking to your friend.
yes,
You're
I
just
get.
physically moving around,
Yes.
and that's better for the students. And that's the style in Canada or North America, I should say.